Welcome back to another episode of Talk Shonen. I'm Jared.
And my name is Turtle.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Hey there, baby.
And today on 93.9,
The Dick. 93.9, The Dick. That's our radio station. You could have pulled anything out, and you went with 93.9, The Dick.
Where Rum Run is branded.
I mean, I guess.
It's Dicks.
It couldn't have been 93.9 Rum Barrel. You had to go with The Dick.
The Dick.
I guess so. It's on brand.
What do we talk about the most?
I guess.
Dicks.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. I mean, we have and do. So that's fair.
Yeah, that exactly. But that's not what we're talking about today.
Not today, not dicks today. I mean, they are, but
they might come up.
Yeah. thank you for joining us again this week. This week we are talking about boodly doodly doo.
Are you going to do the music and then just change it?
The new Harry Potter game.
Yes. Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes. Now I have mixed feelings.
You have mixed feelings. Okay.
I have mixed feelings for a couple reasons.
Yeah. I will say when we're recording this, the state of play just came out not too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's
a week ago.
It happened already. Like, so yeah. This is because of how wibbly wobbly timey wimey our production schedule is.
Yeah.
It's going to be like forever ago for you guys.
Yeah. This came out a month ago for you, but
yeah,
for us, it was last week. Yeah.
So the state of play just came out not too long ago, and I've been watching the trailer pretty much every time I see it. I just kind of like re-up on
it. Yeah.
Just to see. So it's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing my Hufflepuff shirt today.
Awesome. So, for those at home that don't know, we are pretty big Harry Potter fans.
Yeah. Yeah,
I cosplay Hagrid pretty well, I think.
I'd say you pull it off.
Yeah. I've been Harry Potter's one of my favorite series growing up. And
I enjoy it quite a bit. I love the world and I love the lore.
Absolutely. Now, here's where I get conflicted. J.K. Rowling's a cunt.
Yeah, she's not a nice person.
No. And she's basically stands against everything I really like.
Yeah.
And so I try not to support her anymore. I've already given the Harry Potter franchise and her specifically more money than I'd like to admit.
Yeah. There does come a point where you have to separate the art from the artist.
I disagree. You're still supporting the artist by buying into the work. It's not like she sold all the rights and now we're like, well, it's going to Disney and they're an evil corporation, but fuck it. It's like,
at least they don't hate,
or whoever, Universal, or whoever owns it. Yeah.
At least they don't hate unequivocally.
Yeah, exactly. She just like she's homophobic, she's anti-Semite, she's anti-trans, just across
pretty much
the board.
Everything.
Pretty much she just like went over the deep end and checked every box along the way.
She was like, "Hey, what's going to appeal to a very alt white audience and nothing else?"
Yeah. So I now at this point I make a point of not purchasing anything that's actually licensed Harry Potter product.
Yeah.
And I also would not, like, I don't buy them. I already owned the movies and stuff. So, but I'm not feeding into that.
Gotcha. Plus, anymore. Also, it's on HBO now.
Yeah,
so, and you can just watch it on HBO.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's not a big issue most of the time. I'm a little conflicted about this game because the game
looks
amazing. It looks so fucking good. And I know she had, like, nothing to do with it. I do.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, she fucked off with all of her
millions of dollars. You know what's in this game.
Oh, gay characters.
Yeah, and non-binary.
Yeah. And she wants nothing to do with it. And that's great that they're kind of doing that, but you know she's going to make a check off it.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end of the day, she's going to be getting paid. So, I mean, like, yeah, I can see your ethical conflict with it.
But my gamer conflict is, I really want to play this fucking game.
So do I. I have worries from a gamer standpoint.
Okay.
And this is something that we honestly haven't talked about on this show too much. Like, we haven't really gone into how much we both love video games.
Oh, yeah.
And like how video games are really
a big thing. Which is weird. You'd think
thing.
The nerd show, we'd cover video games more, but
there's just so many shows and movies.
Yeah, we just been, our primary media has been like
anime and comics.
Anime and comics. Yeah, we haven't really hit those keystones.
That was a big bus.
I turned you the fuck off. I said,
I kind of want to keep that just because it was adorable.
Squirtle. So I got my Pokemon themed phone. We kind of avoided the big keystone in both our lives of video games.
Yeah.
Was it a fucking convoy out there?
That's a truck. That's not even
saddle up, Jared.
That's not even a fucking bus.
There's children on the back of that truck. They're going to Tijuana. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna try that again.
Yeah.
We kind of another fucking bus. What is happening right
school.
Now?
School.
Who goes to school?
Why are you kids in school?
Why are you kids in school? You're not learning anything. They don't teach you about the world. Critical race theory. I was going to be like, do you know how to do taxes? Do they teach you to sew or cook? You're not prepared for the post-apocalyptic world.
They're not. Mm-hmm. They haven't learned how to catch one squirrel.
And another bus. It's fucking insane right now.
Jesus.
Okay. I'm going to start again. Ready? We're just going to power through this time. We'll just talk louder.
We're just going to do it. Yeah.
We've kind of ignored a keystone of our growing up, which is video games.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, I'm sure. We just haven't really covered it.
I mean, if you think about it, like, this started as comics and anime. Yes. That was our main focus when we started this.
Absolutely.
Like, that's hence why the name is Talk Shonen. Yeah. One, because it's a play on words. And two, because, you know, anime is a huge part of my life.
For sure.
And, you know, I found out then. It was a huge... Like, I always knew comics was your thing. I didn't know you were as into anime as I was.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
But I mean, it's that was always our focus.
Yes.
But when we wrote the description, it even said video games. Like, we put it right in there.
We just never do it.
Plus, also, Kyle always wants to be involved in video games.
I know, and I don't want Kyle involved. He's lame.
So lame.
So lame. But, so this game, we should cover some of the basics about the game that we know so far.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go over some of the stuff that was covered in the State of Play.
Yeah, okay, so...
So, this game takes place, of course, in the Harry Potter universe.
Specifically Hogwarts.
Yes.
You are a student.
You are a fifth-year student.
Yeah, so none of that new year bullshit.
Yeah, so you don't get to be running around as an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. You get to go straight to being a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
16, 11 plus 5. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because you are a magic user that... I guess, well, maybe it's not weird because Hogwarts is selective.
Yeah.
There's only so, like, they make it seem like there's hundreds and hundreds of kids at that school.
But it's really not that over.
There's like 100 kids at that school.
Yeah, it's not a ton of people.
Yeah, like each new year only has like 40.
Yeah, something like 40 that.
40 kids so, in I mean, it you're or something talking like that?
I think each my house math has was like wrong. 100, so it's like 400. Yeah. But that's the same as my high school. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, my graduating class was 400 people.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it was a lot for the area, mm-hmm. but it's by no means a lot for a high school graduating class.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's multiple that have thousands of kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, so it's not a huge school. So, I mean, I guess there is a large amount of wizards mm-hmm. and witches that don't...
Never go to school.
That never go to school for it. That just, I guess.
Which is why so many of them suck.
Yeah, which is kind of fucked up.
You look at the Harry Potter world.
Is there a public school?
I don't know. I think it's like homeschooling.
We're going to have to fix that. You and me are going to together write a story set kind of in the Harry Potter universe.
Some poor kid.
But following the public school.
It's a public school or some poor kid that's homeschooled by a dad that just doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah. Like he saw him, like he bought like Magic for Dummies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like literally just like, oh, and I couldn't afford the newest edition, so we're going to work based off these potions. I also couldn't get all of the ingredients because they sold out to Hogwarts. So
we'll call it MS-113 for Magic School 113. It's the public school.
Oh my god!
I'm totally dead. Don't steal this now. This is on the record. Patented. It can't be stolen.
It's gonna get stolen.
It totally is. But yeah. So you're a kid who wasn't in Hogwarts. That mm-hmm. for some reason. They said the reason, but you get late accepted into it.
The dream of many a children growing up.
Yeah, except for we grew up in that time that there was a war going on, so, you know.
Yeah, they just missed our letters.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah, well, that's the excuse.
Aside for the fact that we're in America.
Yeah, whatever. We'd have gone to... Ilvermorny, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see more about Ilvermorny.
I'd like to know more. I'm not in love with Ilvermorny.
Yeah, I mean, the houses are interesting. I
don't love them.
I don't like the whole, you need to check your wand at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, give back your wand. It's like, no, it's mine.
Yeah, well, you trust me. The American wizards have more wand control than the British wizards, which is funny because Americans have less gun control than English people have gun control. So it's just a weird juxtaposition there.
You know what it is muggles in America crazy.
Oh yeah,
muggles. Wizards very uptight.
Yes, that's true.
In England,
they're batshit crazy wizards.
Muggles very uptight.
You're right.
That wizards is, fucking off the deep end.
That is the that is it. That's just the cultural differences there.
You need that balance of one population being really, really stick up the ass.
Yep.
And the other population being crazy, because if not, you destroy yourself either way.
Remind me at the end of this episode, I want to talk about Misfits and Magic, the D20 campaign.
Oh, okay. Definitely. I will remind you.
Yeah, that's there's a good lot of there's a lot that relates to that, and
yes,
I'd love to talk about anything D20 and some D&D.
Yeah, definitely. I think probably one of the biggest things we should mention is this takes place in the 1800s.
Oh yeah, this is old Hogwarts.
Like, this is Hogwarts. This is before Dumbledore.
Yes.
Like, I don't expect
They had to put it far enough in the past that you're not going to interfere with any of the established timelines with
You're not going to interfere with beasts. Dumbledore. You're not going to interfere with Grindelwald. Mm-hmm. You're not going to meet Newt Scamander.
Yeah,
you're not going to. Exactly. Yeah, you're not going to fuck around with Riddle.
The oldest wizards in the Harry Potter universe are not that old.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're just not going to have to deal with that and worry about breaking
into canon. You don't have Merlin aging in this. They do seem to live pretty damn long.
Well, Dumbledore was...
Gandalf Light.
Dumbledore was 140 or something.
Yeah, he was stupid. Very old.
Yeah, he was very old when he finally died.
He was old enough that he went from three-piece suits to...
To full wizard robes.
To bathrobes, really.
He went from a very sharply dressed, handsome man...
Very handsome.
To a crazy old-timer with, the long beard and the bathrobes.
And sleeping caps.
And just, And he was so powerful that no one even dared to question.
They're just that's how you dress.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
It's just what you do now.
Yeah. But so it's really, really far in the past. It's 1880s, 1890s.
I missed that part, so that's interesting.
Yeah. So it's far enough out that you're going to be removed. You're not going to have to worry about, fucking up the main story.
Okay.
Because it does seem like you are very important.
Yes.
And you are weirdly powerful.
Yes. And they make a whole comment about your ability to tap into latent magical energies that are around the school.
Old magic is what they call it.
Which is it's interesting because there's a lot of old magic at Hogwarts and in the Wizarding World that is kind of vaguely referenced but never explained.
It's because magical beasts tap into old magic.
Well, that's that's true. But also the Mirror of Erised. Erised, thank you.
Yeah.
Is what there's whole theories. I mean, the Carlin brothers, who I love, do a whole thing about.
Shout out to them if you ever want to be on the show.
Yeah, go please. For it. You won't.
We talk about dicks a lot.
I know they're way too PG for our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we could clean it up for an episode if they decided to come.
It would be super interesting to hear Jay and Ben just be like, "Yeah, dicks,
dicks." That's right. Yeah, this show's about dicks. I hope none of our other fans listen to this. And just thanks, Ben. They do this whole thing about how was Hogwarts built there because the mirror's there?
Oh.
That's one of the ancient artifacts. Same thing for the Ministry of Secrets.
Yeah.
It was built around the Death Arch.
That gate?
Yeah, the gateway.
Yeah.
It wasn't they didn't move it there.
Yeah.
They found the gate and built the Ministry of Secrets around it. And there's a couple other things like that in the Harry Potter lore where it's these things were probably here first.
Because if you think about it, something that's not really talked about in Harry Potter that is big in pretty much everything else that involves magic is things like, magical hotspots and ley lines and
confluences.
Like magical wells and things like that. Nature magic, old magic, magic of the world, things that not the learned wizards can tap into and utilize.
And also something that's kind of referenced in Harry Potter, kind of offhand, is that newer wizard generations, even Dumbledore and Voldemort included, are significantly weaker than the old school wild magic days. Compare Rowena Ravenclaw to one of the modern day wizards. None of the modern day wizards could have made Hogwarts or
it's
the
true.
Room of Requirement
it's
or...
True.
Any number of
it's true.
Even
love how you're going with that. Rowena Ravenclaw made the Room of Requirement.
Well, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's a theory, but I attest to it 100%.
Yeah,
she loves She loves like alliterations.
Yes. It's come on.
Rowena Ravenclaw's room of requirement.
It has to. I mean, theoretically, probably.
Yeah.
But so the point is, you know, even if you took the four most powerful wizards of the time, and forget if they were enemies or not, you took Voldemort, Dumbledore,
who would go?
Hagrid. That theory. No, Hagrid. But there's maybe like
let's not kill Grindelwald.
Let's not kill Grindelwald. Or like, you know, even one of the Death Eaters, or you just pick some like really like
let's build this dream team
of the four most powerful wizards. Dumbledore for sure.
Voldemort,
duh.
Duh, definitely.
Okay.
I might go with Snape.
Oh yeah, Snape. Oh, Snape? McGonagall.
McGonagall. There McGonagall we go. There's our four.
That's our four. We got good and evil on both sides, and maybe a middle of the road.
You got two snakes, a lion, and a cat.
No, you know what you got? Really, truthfully, you got one lawful good McGonagall, one lawful evil Voldemort, mm-hmm. and then a chaotic good Dumbledore. Mm-hmm. Or no, I'm sorry, I lied. A chaotic good Snape and a chaotic evil Dumbledore. Let's not fuck around. Dumbledore was not a good person.
He's not a good person.
And he did a lot of shady, shady shit. And Snape at least had good intentions most of the time. And I don't even like Snape.
I don't know. I feel like he might be chaotic neutral.
They might both be chaotic neutral.
He was self-serving.
Yeah, that's true. They might both be chaotic neutral, truthfully.
Yeah.
And then you just have one lawful good and one lawful evil.
But you know what? I'm going to give Snape lawful neutral.
Okay.
He did, if you think about it, he was to the T about all the rules. No,
you're right. Snape was... So you're right. Snape, lawful neutral. Dumbledore, definitely chaotic neutral. If not evil.
I don't give a shit about any of the rules. I will make up the rules to see what I want only.
The moment he decided to Phoenix burst out of his office rather than go along with it, you knew like he did not give a shit about the rules.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's the team. And you know what? They could not have built Hogwarts.
They would not have built Hogwarts.
They could not have done half of what Hogwarts can do.
Yeah.
They couldn't have done a million other things that ancient wizards did.
If you think about it, most of what they did that made them great was utilizing the old wizards' stuff.
Yes. The brothers that the fairy tale's based off of. It's right on the tip of my tongue. It's like Pellegrino Brothers, but it's not. It's
the Pellegrino Brothers. The slightly citrusy, bubbly water brothers.
But the ones that the fairy tale is based off of.
Yeah.
In actuality, it's kind of talked out, hinted at, that they were just powerful wizards that just made powerful items.
Yeah.
Dumbledore couldn't have made the Elder Wand.
It's true.
No one has been able to replicate the Invisibility Cloak.
Yeah.
God forbid anyone even attempt the Death Stone.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking like... The closest we came are like Voldemort's Horcruxes.
And Nicholas Flamel.
And he was fucking ancient. Older wizards are more powerful
than new wizards.
It's something about like maybe like regulations.
If we're going to talk about, you know, mischiefs and magic.
Yeah.
Technology.
Maybe it's just that magic became so common that they had to stop experimenting because there was a charm for everything. There was a...
Yeah.
You could go to the store and buy a thing. You didn't have to make it yourself.
It's kind of like, if you think about it, wizards would probably be really, really fat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you don't have to do anything. You don't even need to get up to get anything.
But then you could just eat a pasty that makes you lose all that weight.
It's true. But deep down inside. Deep down inside, you're a fat kid.
And that's why they eat nothing but candy and butterbeer and all that other shit.
Well, I mean, half of their food is alive.
Oh, God, yeah. You're right.
It has some sort or, you know, semblance of being alive.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just a, you know, there's no struggle for the new wizards. Not really. And then you have the ones that are like truly amazing for this time that probably couldn't hold a candle up to any of the truly amazing wizards for 120, 50, 200 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be interesting seeing a world firsthand where there is no technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's no, because if you're talking about, if this is like 1880s, 1890s, when was the light bulb invented?
Oh my God, I don't know history, man.
that's a Kyle topic.
Yeah, don't bring that up with me.
Kyle would have written three pages on that.
There's not even a chance.
Yeah, but I mean, like electricity is either going to be infant stages.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be non-existent.
Franklin didn't touch electricity until like 1862 or something like that.
Yeah, so you're looking at this is a time where like this is what you think of.
Oh no, I lied about that just now. because the first fax machine was 1843.
Oh, so yeah, that is
definitely. You know how I know that? I could tell you how I know that right now. There's a meme about how samurais, the last samurai was anointed in 1843, and Abraham Lincoln died in 1862, and the fax machine was invented, or the last samurai was anointed in, like, whatever, 1839.
Yeah.
And the fax machine, the first prototype of the fax machine, was made in 1843, so there's a 20-year gap where a samurai could have faxed Abraham Lincoln. That's how I
okay, all right, so still I'm gonna go with technology's in its infancy.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, it's and no matter what existed, it definitely wasn't commonplace.
Oh no, for sure.
So like everything is like, when you look at the world that you're going to be exploring, it's what you imagine wizards to be in. Yeah. It's like every RPG you've ever played. There's people using fires to keep their house warm. Yeah. There's lanterns. Like there's everything's candle light.
Magical RPGs.
They even said that as you're exploring the world, because this is an open world game. Yes,
which I'm also very excited about.
There's villages. Yes. Not towns.
No, villages. Villages. I'm very much into the my genre of play is open world.
Yeah. Open world is just it's the way to go.
Yeah. So this just gives you this, you know, really amazing opportunity to just dig into this world, explore, fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
And like really, really.
It's going to be really fun to see how it, because it said that there's going to be a dynamic weather system.
Mm-hmm.
How it's going to justify.
You got to have a weather change,
your
though.
Hours and hours and hours and hours that people are going to invest in this.
Yeah.
In the course of a story year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because this is very much tied to a time frame.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah, for sure. I
mean, and if you spend 300 hours flying around on a broom and just exploring every inch of an open world, that doesn't make no most sense.
Yeah, you're not going to be going to law schooling.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to miss some classes. It's not going to make sense that you're so powerful.
I'm very excited for very conflicted for this game.
Yeah. I will say I'm going to air my one grievance, like the one thing that I'm worried about.
Yes.
And this game straight up has put a very big emphasis on combat.
Yeah.
Because like dueling and being a great duelist, they said it like 30 times in the state of play. And
keep in mind though.
Yeah.
Most gamers are murder hobos, and they know their market.
No. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? I am definitely just a smiling villain.
Yeah, smiling villain. It's true. It's accurate.
Like, you know, like I understand that, and I understand that like they needed to make it appeal to it. The issue is that magic, there's so fucking much of it.
Yeah,
so much. How? From an organization standpoint, on like computer makes sense, but console,
yeah.
Imagine the amount of buttons you're gonna have to press.
Oh my god!
To do the sheer number of spells that they're talking about in this game.
Well, you're probably gonna do a spell wheel, like a lot of the magic systems.
It needs to like you would need like time to slow down a little bit to give you the chance to like.
So why not? They do that all the time.
Yeah, but I wish they would have shown that, so I can have a better idea of if it's a button bind, if it's a wheel, if it's combinate like Accio is L1, Conflagro is fucking L2.
They'll probably do something like schools of spells, so it's like your evocations, maybe your fire or this or that, and then you just whatever you could do like something where you like hold a button. And this button is fire spells.
Yeah.
And then you can, if you do up arrow, it's this spell. And down arrow is that spell.
Yeah.
And whatever. There's no way they can do, like, the complexity of...
In that trailer, they were apparating into lifting people up, slamming them down, dodging, which was another thing. I was like, this person's fucking dodging.
They'll probably will have, like, favorite binds.
Yeah.
Like think like Skyrim or Witcher or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like... favorite binds that are on, and then you can scroll through a wheel or select ones and
due to the fact that it's not multiplayer, like it would make sense that you might be able to just like in Skyrim where you can pull up your quick menu and like things pause and you can be like now I want to attach this spell and
or even in Witcher you just pull up your spell wheel and it's got what, three layers of the sigils or whatever you're doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it can definitely be done. It's, I wish they would have just shown it.
Yeah.
Because it leads me to worry about, is this going to be a, like, me and Kyle have mentioned it, like, you know, amongst ourselves, and then I think we might have even mentioned it on an episode of another podcast,
mm-hmm.
but a game that we were playing, UFC,
mm-hmm.
like UFC 4, it's insane. Like, it's like, you know, you hit right and R1, you do this punch. You hit right and hold R1, you do this one. You hit
I don't want it to be that complex.
So many different things. Yeah. Like, it's like 53 different combinations that you can do. I
just don't want it to be that complex.
And that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that, like, once you have your wand out and once you're fighting, it's going to be, how many things I have to memorize?
A fucking cryptic solve puzzle. You're just button mashing, hoping that you're popping off the right spells.
You're just gonna hear.
You remember, like, you really remember three, and it's like, okay, I know Protego, I know Expelliarmus, and I know Levitic Corpus.
Yeah,
and then that's what you use the rest of the game.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, then I wish they would have highlighted, just, you know, show me a user interface.
Yeah,
like, show fair. I know you wanted it to be clean. I know what they wanted it to be cinematic. Is
every game comes with a pair of Nintendo power gauntlets and wand.
Have a power gauntlet.
And you have to, you know, touch fingers and swish the right way, and then it reads your motions.
Honestly, this could be dope in VR.
Oh, for sure.
If you can just control, and then it's literally different, like, you know, hand movements to do the different spells. Well, one, people are gonna accidentally be setting people on fire around the school.
Oh, because for sure.
They're going to be like, okay, so Accio is that. That was the fire one.
That was fire again. And that one. Oh, now I've drowned that poor first year.
They straight up showing you use the killing curse.
Yeah.
So
that's a thing. Welcome to Hogwarts.
So that is a fifth year student.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Granted, straight up.
You're supposed to be a powerful fifth year student. Like, you're supposed to have, like, the game and the gameplay makes it sound like you are really, truly untapped potential. Like,
you
really
are Dragonborn.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you are the main character for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm excited to kind of play that role in.
Yeah.
In Harry Potter.
You are the chosen one, but with a cooler, a cooler set of abilities than trauma.
Yeah, then which trauma.
That's Harry Potter's.
Harry Potter's special talent was just absolutely the worst.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you got parents? No, you don't.
Not anymore.
Hey, you got, like, people that love you and care about you to take care of you? No, you don't. You got
hear the whole theory on that.
Yeah, you got friends? No.
Well, so Harry was a Horcrux.
Yeah, yeah.
His uncle and aunt did take him in. Now, there's kind of some stuff that contradicts this to some extent.
Yeah.
With the backstory with Petunia.
Mm-hmm.
But the theory being, like, maybe they really were good people and just being exposed to him without any magical ability to protect them over the, you know, years, 11 years before he went off to school.
Yeah.
Just really corrupted their souls.
It's a possibility. I mean,
maybe they were worse shit to begin with and it just fed into it.
The fact that when McGonagall was there at the drop off was just like,
these are the worst kind of muggles
that I've seen. It doesn't lend much to that.
There's a lot of stuff that contradicts it, but I like to think in theory.
Maybe they were just regular bad people and it made them worse people.
Or maybe she's just a fucking bougie wizard witch that was like, look at them. They drink tea from an electric kettle. What are they doing? These people are fucking awful. Meanwhile, you know, because
they gave their son sweets.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Exactly. I look at it and I'm like, you watched these people? You didn't check on Harry once and see that they had him in a fucking cupboard? You said how many owls labeled cupboard under the stairs?
Yeah, they were aware. It's because Dumbledore's a fucking villain. Because
he is. He really is. Like, I'm sure he's like, don't worry, McGonagall, I got it. Meanwhile, he's make him suffer. It'll make him a stronger person.
That's what it was.
It was what it was.
That's what it was. He was just like, you know what? He needs to be tough.
Yep.
He needs to be quick.
His life's going to suck.
He needs to be able to think on his feet, because that's what made Harry a great wizard.
Oh, yeah.
His muggle world experience is what made him a great wizard. He had
common sense, something that a lot of wizards in the wizarding world did not have.
Don't have, which, strangely, he had more common sense than Hermione half the time.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hermione was definitely.
Hermione would say shit, and I'm just like, you were raised by regular people.
Especially in the books. In the movies, they make all of them kind of more middle of the road, more relatable people.
Yeah.
But, like, book Hermione is clearly on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, she is no common sense. Yeah. Just no common sense. Very, very intelligent.
Like, also, literally, like, very little people skills. Can quote you a book cover to cover.
Yeah. And very little people skills. And then Ron.
Ron is kind of an elitist.
Yeah. Ron is like, Ron's like everything but a pure blood supporter. Like,
yeah. Ron is literally just like, oh, I think if Ron wouldn't have become friends with Harry,
he might have gone.
He would have been a pure blood supporter.
Especially
because
book
think
Ron.
About some of the things he says in the book.
Yeah.
It really does be like, he really leans more towards the whole, mm-hmm. like, you know, wizards know what is right. And the wizard is the right way.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the wizard world, it's this way.
That's throughout the book series, I think. But, you know, once again, the movies kind of make them all a little bit better.
Yeah, they make them more likable.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But this main character does not seem that way.
No, not at all.
He seems to be whatever their preferred,
or you play it as your preferred pronouns.
Exactly. So, you know, this character seems to be given stupid powers.
Yeah.
Like, call down lightning without a spell powers.
Yeah.
It looks like. Because when they say unleash ancient magic, a lightning bolt hits.
Yeah.
Which I was like, Dumbledore could probably do that.
Maybe, yeah.
But he probably has to say some shit, and it didn't look like that character had to do anything.
Yeah.
He literally just pointed, and a lightning bolt struck.
Yeah.
So you have some hopefully crazy powers, which once again just leads more into the combat.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to have ancient magic spells, and you're going to have spells, and you have to balance those now. And it's probably going to be like an investment tree where it's going to be like, do you want to go more ancient magic? Do you want to go more learned magic?
I didn't even think about the leveling system. But I would like that. I'd like to, like, you put study points in or something.
Yeah.
Learn a different type. Maybe you could do a whole build where your character has, like, mostly potions.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how dope would it be if you were just a potions expert?
Like, just a true master of potions.
Like, you knew charms and stuff like that, but you just had, like, you're just fucking running around Skyrim drinking potions.
Yeah.
Where you're just chugging whole vials of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just turn and you're just like, Expelliarmus, and their arm comes off.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thought. I'm probably am going to play the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to buy it or borrow it from someone.
I'm going to buy it, but when I buy it, I'll say, fuck you, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
And I hope whatever you buy with the money that you got from this breaks.
It breaks. I just put that curse on her.
Yeah. I hope that you use this to buy, like, a Keurig, and it just you plug it in and it just goes
immediately shits the bed,
and you didn't get the warranty.
Yeah,
like, you were like, there's no way this is gonna break, and it fucking breaks, or the day after the factory warranty ends.
Then, well, that's fair. All right, so let's talk about a much more PG friendly, or not PG, but a much more friendly version of Harry Potter.
Okay.
Misfits and Magic.
Yes. Let's talk about that.
Have you watched all of Misfits and Magic?
I didn't watch the Christmas special, but I watched the entire season. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, so this Misfits and Magic was my introduction to Avril Ivengard.
Yeah.
Words are hard. Names are harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
spoken letters, which is a callback from Rum Runners.
So good. And so, she as a DM is amazing. Brennan as
a player?
A player, and not just a player, but like the chosen Dark Lord that doesn't want to be.
Voldemort?
Yeah. Is amazing.
Hilarious. And Brennan's ridiculous knowledge of
birds?
Tons of stuff.
Tons of, yeah.
Like, Brennan is, and this is why I love Brennan and Matt Mercer, because they just learn stuff.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I'm going to incorporate this into the stories that I tell.
Yep.
Where it's like, because they'll go off on random things about, like, physics.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like, you know, based off the laws of physics, blah, 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 blah. Well, like, and be like, why you studied that? You're not in physics. You don't work with physics. Yeah. You studied that so you could use it in a time like
Brennan
this.
Brennan breaks down, like, how did an owl from England make it here?
An owl can't lock its wings. Like an albatross. It can't sleep on the wind.
It's this whole thing, and it's so good.
It is nature's slowest bird. Why?
And it's the whole cast for that one is amazing.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Like that one, it, well, the whole point of that was kind of to call out the dumb shit
in Harry Potter.
In Harry Potter.
It was purposely done as like a, and they make Brennan and Lou and mm-hmm. Erica Ishii and Sam
yeah.
all make scathing commentary on stuff yes. about the Wizarding World and Harry Potter. And it's never said that it's Harry Potter. But it's very clearly supposed to be yeah, a satire on Harry Potter.
Every single thing about it is exactly the same.
Yep.
Except for the name of the school mm-hmm. and the name of the houses.
Yep, exactly.
And the fact that they don't say Muggle anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And
they even
because it sounds like a racial slur.
Yep.
And they're trying to move past it.
Yep. What they say it was? Mambla or something. Magical...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was like a Mamba or something.
Yeah, something. And they're like, that sounds worse.
Yeah, they're like, that sounds worse.
Yeah, and they're like, that's worse somehow.
He said Muggle, and they're taking it back.
Yes. Oh, my God. And that, so this campaign is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's got me, like, I the system sounds really cool. They use a very simplified magical system.
Yeah. And I like the idea that anytime you can come up with a way to use real world common sense,
mm-hmm. you get your common sense die.
Yeah. Yeah, you get like a die to be able to put towards
yeah.
you know, a future role because yep.
So the system is pretty simplified in that like you basically have like a couple of different dice.
Yeah.
And so like if you have like common sense, you get to like your stats are if you're common sense, you can have like a D4, D6, D8, or D10, I think it is.
It goes up to D20.
Does it go up to D20? Because
Brennan's strength for like his fighting is a D20.
Oh, his combat, well, you're right, his fight was a D20.
Yeah, it was a D20. What was it? Sam's charm was a D20.
Yeah.
Erica's intelligence, I think, was a D20.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Lou's characters kind of like... I don't know because I forget
like endurance. It wasn't endurance though. It was grit or something, right?
Yeah, I forget what his was, but they basically there's four different
yeah
like categories.
Oh, and magic, and then there's magic.
Oh yeah, magic. Oh yeah, Erica's was just magic.
Yep.
Yeah,
and so you could do like really crazy shit, or you could try, and the dice exploded. So if you rolled the highest number on it, you re-rolled it again.
Yeah,
and there was a bunch of instances of that where like, oh, it got a D4 for this.
My
whatever.
Favorite part about that campaign mm-hmm. was when Abria would say, you don't want to roll well.
Yeah, because there's lots of moments where, especially with Brennan, where like he's like, I don't want to kill this kid. And she's like, well, then if you go five above,
he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
And there's some really good rolls. The whole campaign is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it is
everything that... our generation
yes
thinks of when we critically sure. think about
for sure
the Harry Potter
if you take
world.
any retrospective look on Harry Potter with any appraising eye, these are the things that are wrong with it, like
yeah.
the money system is broken,
yeah, which we already explained in our, yeah. in yep. an earlier episode, but the fact that like there's so many things that they're like, oh, well, I mean, if you have magic to do this, then why don't you just fix this? Like, why?
Yeah, why is this a problem?
Why would we even need to take the time to learn this if yeah. you can just make it?
Yeah, exactly. they do make the whole thing about, like, where's the bathrooms? Oh, we just go anywhere and then magic it away. And it's like, what?
And they're like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, like, we can make a toilet. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
One of my personal favorites was when Lou made... weights.
Oh my God.
And they just all appeared.
Yes. There was so many. This whole campaign has so many good things.
Yeah.
And we've talked about D&D and stuff before. And this isn't a D&D based campaign, but it is mm-hmm. really. It is all of the key notes, except of this magic system is a little bit different.
Yeah.
This rolling system.
Yeah. It's just how you roll your checks.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Yes. That segues pretty nicely.
We've been kicking around some ideas.
We've been in the studio. We've been mixing it up.
Mixing it up, tossing them out there.
Having meetings and stuff, like grown-ups.
With the High Council.
Yes.
And we want to know what if anyone be interested if we started our own D&D podcast.
Yeah.
A little something just to play
through. We have
some
ideas.
Maybe a one-shot to start, maybe a longer campaign style.
Yeah, yeah, we have a few different ideas, you know, possibly streaming, possibly pre-recorded.
Yep.
You know,
maybe both.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe we'll stream when we do it, and then we'll release the episodes once a week or something.
Yeah, yeah. So we're kicking around some logistics if that's something that we're gonna do. You know, maybe even thinking about getting some new people, some fresh blood.
Well, you know, we want to bring it like a varied. If we were gonna do a campaign, you want a good party.
Yeah, yeah, you know? That's important to us.
Yes,
like a lot of the conversations that we've been having, man. I think it's because we are heavily inspired by things like Critical 20. Role and Dimension 20.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, from both a narrative and fun aspect,
and that's the important part too. Is we want to do something, and the campaign ideas we're coming up with will be fun for us.
Yeah,
they should be very entertaining to watch. Hoping,
hopefully, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. But ideally, at the end of the day, we'd like to just have a fun campaign with our friends.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe some new people. Maybe some new friends.
Yeah, make some new friends, have a good time, and, you know, maybe make you guys happy also.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let us know what you think.
We're not trying to go too crazy. Like, we're not going to completely re-gear, like, our whole network strictly a tabletop thing. If it goes well,
yeah,
you know, hopefully we will be able to do it more.
I'd love to, like, you know, every D&D podcast and their mother wants to be the next Critical Role.
Yeah,
you know, that's or Dimension 20 or whatever, you know,
someone who is like, that's their job. Their job is playing tabletop games.
I'd love that, like, if I professionally played D&D.
yeah.
I don't think that's really the goal for our network.
This is just another fun thing to do,
yeah,
and enjoy that. Hopefully, our audience will also enjoy.
Yes,
yeah,
very true.
Yeah, so if that's something that you think that you guys would be interested in, definitely, you know, reach out to us. You know, check out all of our social media. We're just at Talk Shonen on Instagram and on Twitter. You know, sound off. Say, yeah, I want to see the Rum Runners crew. Mm-hmm. Do some shenanigans.
Maybe as we get closer, we'll start dropping some slight hints as to what the campaign could be.
Some teasers. Let's just say that how it is right now, there is nothing else out
that is like it. If we do what we're planning to do,
yeah,
this is
if
to
nothing
my
changes.
If nothing
if,
changes,
if literally nothing changes, if nothing and changes, it goes forward as planned right now, yeah.
It'll be a, to my knowledge, totally unique campaign idea.
Yeah.
That should also be a lot of fun. A
lot of fun.
And like I said, definitely different, just campaign idea-wise. And kind of the setting is not it's not going to be a traditional.
Traditional, yeah.
Yeah, like it's not going to be Harry Potter. It's not going to be, you know.
It's not going to be, you know, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's some of the foundations, but.
Yeah.
But.
It's definitely our flavor,
yes,
I would say.
Yeah, well, that's kind of on brand for Rum Runners and Talk Shonen in general.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's probably the best way to describe it, is this is a very Rum Runners flavored thing.
Yes.
Where we went, hey, what's something that we all enjoy?
Yeah.
What's something that no one's seen?
Yep.
What's something that we would enjoy doing for a while?
This is the exact conversation we had. It's like, well, what do we think is cool? Well, this is cool. That's cool. Go back and forth. Okay, well, what hasn't been done? Well, this hasn't been done. This is cool, but this hasn't been done. And what's something we could do a legit campaign if we wanted to? Well, this one lines up. And that's where we're kind of at with it.
Yeah. So as of right now, there's some cool things that we've been talking about. We want to just get a feel.
Dip our toes in the water.
For it. You know, and we thought this was a good episode to do it in and, like, to bring it up, because we're talking about a video game set in a crazy world. We talked about, you know, some D&D inspirations that ended up being big inspirations for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we were like, you know what? Maybe this is the time to mention it and
speaking
test
of inspirations,
the waters.
If Brendan Lee Mulligan would like to be in our future campaign.
Yes.
Please. Please.
We'll make it work.
I'll do anything.
I will rob a bank. I will get three business loans.
Three business loans, right?
Just
or honestly,
to make this
truthfully,
work.
any of the Dimension 20 cast or even Critical Role.
Yeah.
That, like, oh, God. felt like pitying us.
Lose my fucking mind.
Sam Riegel comes on to play in our future campaign.
Yeah, I would lose my goddamn mind.
I'd be like, I'm about to run a campaign for Sam Riegel and...
paper bag constantly.
Paper bag, yeah. I'm like,
I need you guys to roll a... perception check. It's like perception check. That's what you're freaking out on.
Rolling a nat 20, and I'm like, I gotta fudge this. I cannot kill Brennan Lee Mulligan. I can't kill Brennan Lee Mulligan.
So God came down and blocked that strike.
Yeah, right. It's maybe that would be what I'd have to do. Like, I have to show that I'm not a fanboy. It's time to die, Mr. Mulligan. And just murder his character off real quick and be like, man, you should have got good.
I don't know. I think Brandon would love that.
He probably would, especially if I didn't really fudge it. If I just did it, if he died the right
like
way.
Like, if you were just like, that's the dice.
Yeah, that's the dice. I want to kill Matt Mercer by saying, here's how he wants to do it.
You got to kill him with something with a toothy maw.
Oh, my God. Dripping something. It's always dripping, viscous fluid dripping from a toothy maw.
And it just eats them then.
Oh, my God.
And the monster looks at him and goes, this is how I'm going to do this.
This is how I'm going to do this. And then just murder him on camera. Yeah. Not actually Matt Mercer.
Yeah, but you know, his character. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be...
They're never, unless we ever got really big doing this, they'd never come on the show. And then this is like the blackmail clip that shows up later where it's like, you've been doing this for a couple years and you got these guys coming on this weekend. We just wanted to remind you of some things you said. And I'd be like, you shut the fuck up, Kyle. As he's like, because it would be Kyle.
It would be Kyle. And Kyle would mention
they'd
it.
They'd be like, here, listen to this clip, Mr. Mulligan. And I'd be like, oh.
You're like, gotta change this whole campaign now.
Oh, my God.
Brennan's a god, damn it.
So much fun.
Nothing has a large mouth with a lot of teeth.
There's no gaping maws with dripping viscous fluid. I'm sorry, Mr. Mercer.
Nah, that would be great. I'm looking forward to some of the things that we have coming up.
I've been planning this out for a while, this campaign, like along these lines, if this is what we're going to do. Thinking out options and how I could kind of bring some variety to it.
Yeah.
In a way that would work based on the theme.
Yeah.
And I'm legitimately excited to run it.
Yeah.
Which is usually how I know a campaign's going to be good. Because the more excited I am to run a campaign, the more fun I try to make it.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing to keep in mind, because we're, you know, and like I said, this it's the reason why this episode works so well for it, because, you know, all of the things that we talked about today were about things that we think are going to be a lot of fun to do. And I think that, you know, between like my and Matt's narrative focus, like RP wise, where like that's like a very important thing. And then Kyle's chaos.
Yeah, but you know what? Even Kyle's idea, I think, is going to work really well for this
oh,
setting.
Yeah. Like Kyle, no matter how much of a troll he is, has an incredible imagination that is going to lend itself really, really well if harnessed. Because if not harnessed, Kyle's chaotic energy is...
I once had him in a campaign where all he did was try to sell people pies. And he sang about, would you like to buy a pie? Like, sang like that, like, the whole time. And I wanted to murder him. And I should have handled his character differently. I kept trying to... This was when I was young as a DM. Yeah. This was a decade ago.
Early.
Yeah, and now I look on it and I go, oh, I could have had so much fun with this character.
Yeah.
I could have really got him involved. We could have done something amazing.
Yeah.
Then
Kyle's whole thing is he doesn't want to get involved. He's like, I just want to do what I want to do.
Yeah. But as soon as he presents that narrative, you can use that narrative against him.
Yeah.
And he gets into it.
Yeah.
I know that now.
He sells an accidentally poisoned pie.
Yeah. Or, you know, not an accident.
He purposely poisons someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now he's in jail.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just one of those things I could have worked with better at the time that I didn't. But so, yeah, I'm very excited for this game.
Yeah, I definitely am. So let us know if you're excited to see some Rum Runners Gaming Network.
Gaming Network. Ooh.
We got new initials now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, that's going to end it for this episode. You can find this wherever you get your podcast, but the best place to do that is going to be on our website. What is that website, Turtle?
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
You're goddamn right it is.
Yeah.
What's on that website, Turtle?
Well, you can check out all our other podcasts. Every episode of this talk shown in our merch. Mm-hmm. Our other podcasts associated with Rum Runners Podcast Network, like Chungus Cast, Senpai Kohai.
Yeah,
you gotta watch this.
You have to watch
this podcast.
Not an option.
Yeah, you have to watch this podcast. And
Fit Talk with Nick.
Fit Talk with Nick. And there's another.
Lehigh Valley Food Podcast.
Lehigh Valley Food Podcast.
For wherever you want to eat around here. And of course, Rum Runners and Dark Rum.
Yep. Rum Runners, Dark Rum. And of course, Talk
Infinite Jonah. Universe. And Normal Snipers. Infinite. We have so many shows Infinite. Now.
How am I supposed to remember all this?
It's crazy. You know how you can remember it?
A list.
Yeah. You can go onto our website.
So I could go onto RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com and click look on the show list. Yeah.
Bam. Right there. Right. That's how you can remember.
That's how I could do it.
Man, we're so good at ads.
Oh my God, we're the best. You should definitely sponsor us if you have a business.
Yeah, and then we will read your ads this well.
I will read it better. And look, if we start getting legit ads, I'll pull a Sam Riegel. I'll make a skit for ads.
Do not promise something we can't afford to hold up to. Oh. Sam has so many props.
I'm not going to use props because we're not recording. We're not videoing.
True.
But I'll do like a radio drama for every fucking ad. You got Shark. What was it?
Fucking NordVPN. NordVPN.
And I'll make a very, very serious podcast or a commercial about how NordVPN stopped the Russians from invading U.S. territory.
There we go.
You don't know what I'm capable of. I love, by the way, half of my favorite things I love from Critical Role is his ad reads.
The ads,
yeah. They're amazing.
The
ads They're amazing.
And they just so keep talented. Getting better.
Yeah,
they
so just, talented.
They keep getting so much Absolutely. Better. So much fun.
Yeah.
But until the next time, everybody,
hey.
Embrace your fandom.
Let your nerd flag fly.
Peace.